Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Our Father, the one with the name above every other name, we give you all the glory and the honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshiped. Thank you, choir. God bless you. For somebody of my generation, I feel I am privileged to see evolution of fatherhood from how it was to how it is now. I know when we were growing up, when you want to ask your father for something, sometimes it is 3 months after you wanted to ask that you have the whole confidence to be able to ask. In fact, you are going many times, you will pause, you will come back, you will rehearse the thing. Anybody? You will rehearse and rehearse and rehearse. And when you get there, you forget everything you rehearse. And then you must say what you wanted to say by that appointment. In our lifetime, we have our children coming to say, "Daddy, you hear? You hear? Buy me ice cream when you are coming. You hear?" And sometimes they tell you, "Don't come home if you don't bring ice cream, Daddy." Interesting times. We'll be able to see the evolution from parents, fathers as policemen, in quotes, difficult, harsh. Fathers isolated to fathers being really involved, joyous, enjoying their children. But I hope we are all enjoying our families. If we carry the mic, I should have done that, but people will not want to say things publicly and ask, "Is your father friendly?" What will be the report card? You know, externally, many people behave wonderfully to their children when they are with them in church, when they are outside. Many behave wonderfully to their wives when they are in church, when they are outside. But for any crossing of a line in church, when they go back home, the spouse and the children will pay for it. In fact, sometimes they hold them and say, "I love that family." So things might not necessarily have changed, even though we think things have changed. Some are still bulldogs at home, not friendly. A father that is not friendly to the children and the spouse, his old age, he will face the consequences. We need to be careful how we run our families. We are called to be friends to our spouses, but friendly to our children. I chose my word. We are called to be friends to our spouses, but friendly to our children. We are called to be parents of our children, which necessarily means we must be friendly. But I'm not sure we can be good parents if we are totally the friends of our children. Because there are some decisions, hard decisions, that we must take, that if we are friends, we might not be able to take. So you discover that the team is not fathers as friends. The team is what? Friendly father. Please, we need to understand this first. Friendly fathers. No matter what people say about fathers, And we have heard many terrible reports from aspects of the community about their relationship with their fathers. No matter what people say about fathers, fathers are going through many things that many people do not know about. And because fathers don't talk about what they are going through, they transfer aggressions all around. When a father's salary has not been paid or is not making money, he doesn't necessarily come home to say they have not paid salary. The father sees himself as responsible. How will I come and tell people that I have not been paid and I will not be able to take care of my family? So the father takes the pressure on himself. And you know, we are monosyllable talkers. Eyes work. Fine. How was your day? Fine. I hope everything is okay. Any witness in the house? Fathers, we don't talk. Except we are talking to each other, football, politics. We can say everything in the world. That everything is fine. Many fathers are under pressure to provide. One thing that shocked me this week is to see my friends abroad complaining. One posted something yesterday and said some time ago he filled his tank with 17 pounds. Multiply it and see the calculation. And that yesterday he filled the same tank with 100 or 110 pounds. Fathers, how would they do this thing? Salary no increase. Everything is going up. You are still providing. How now they do that? I don't want to talk about mothers today. Or is it that when fathers don't care, things have gone up, they say, well, even that it has gone up or no, I don't know. The 50,000 where they give you for 5 years, now I'm going to give now that. I don't get more than that. You see, when a father becomes an alagidi, a stubborn person, now the one we are giving that, now we are giving that, just carry him out. You will soon lose your respect. I want to assure us as fathers. I've shared with you, is it here I shared it before? Of a friend of mine that was having difficulty with a wife. People perceive the work of the wife to be a high paying job compared with the work of a husband. And on paper, the wife was any more. So when they got married, they agreed on some things. And things like, I will provide provision. You will do this thing. But you know, when you just married and they love the shack, you say, people say we will share. You will do this. But when reality sets in, things change. So when the wife buys the provision at home, she expects the provision to finish like a month. And the thing will finish in like 14 days. The next 14 days, till the time she will buy another one. Now, wahala. Now, so people go to just they take all the meal for this house. They don't finish everything. They don't know how difficult it is for us to bring all this thing up. The wife will just be complaining, be going up and down, go to work and come and say, oh, Lord, what about? When a woman does what is not meant to do, you'll be in trouble. Remember, it was an agreement. One day, my friend got angry and said, from today, don't ever buy anything in this house. Can I shock you? That was his breakthrough. The Lord opened heavens. Don't lose your respect. You are the provider. You are the source. Are we here? Children. Are children here? don't disrespect fathers because the economy is not good. For some of us that are civil servants, we don't know when next they will increase salary. Because the last one they increased, they have not paid some people. When they increased salary last time, I can't remember what the dollar is to naira. Today, we don't even bother at all. How much is the dollar to a naira today? 610. That's 610. How much is diesel today? 7. Because I wanted to say, if you say 7, you bought in May. In fact, do you know last week I was imagining I will come and say we are doing village service. You know village service. We will off everything. We will be clapping. Now because of this, but Paul will be angry with me. He will ask my work, oh, me, should we do village service next week? This Agbada, you will know I'm not used to it. It didn't disturb me. So fathers are under pressure. I'm giving the reasons why most times fathers are not friendly. When a father has a problem in the office, 90 out of 100 times, he will not come and share the problem at home. He doesn't want to bring the pressure of office to the wife. But even though he doesn't share it, unconsciously he acts it at home. Do you think fathers don't want to be friendly? They want to. But it is the pressure of the time. How will it be said that my children have been sent home from school for not paying school fees? My children are with me. The landlord is knocking and say, I give you another one week, and your children are dead. It is the pressure that fathers face. Do you know the background of your father or your husband? You know, for some people, when they were cutting, it was just, I love you, Mr. Beast, I love you, and then they got married. What is the relationship of that man with his father? Many are carrying baggages from their relationship with their mothers, from their relationship with their fathers. Many said their wives will not work. The wife did not ask the husband. He's just fighting. Maybe when the mother was working, that was what caused the problem between the mother and the father. And the mother left. And that man grew up without his mother. And in his mind, stupidly, in his mind, that if my wife does not work and stay at home, my children will not go through that same problem I'm going through. So he comes and says, you are not working. But when you were supposed to be discussing and asking questions, you were doing, I love you. After you, now you. And you did not ask the man. The man is carrying some baggages into the marriage. His past experiences. If you have seen any man whose mother left the father when he was young, if he's not handled well, he will mess up the life of the wife. Because he will judge the wife by everything the mother did wrong. See, I beg you, fathers, if you are here and you have gone through that in the past, your wife must not pay for the atrocity of your parents. We must all learn to heal. So fathers want to be friendly, but there are many issues. What is the relationship of that man you call your husband, that present father, with his own father? Like I was telling them in the first service, Africans, we don't go to fathering school. I can't remember, maybe because my father died earlier. My father died 22 years ago. Maybe because of that. But if not, I'm still sure that my father was not going to call me anytime and tell me, Biodu, this is how you father. This is what you do. This is what you do when this happens. Is there anybody here that anybody showed you that? Nobody. Maybe except few of us. So we do fathering by pay as you go. And the pay as you go now goes with our mood. When you are under pressure in the office, the way you react is different from when you are not under pressure. your background, your past, your relationship, what you see the women do in your office, you imagine that all women are like that, and you apply that to your wife. When you see a man quiet, he can be a bundle of complications. And we need to see through this to be able to understand why fathers are not friendly, how they are supposed to be. Many fathers are insecure. Many grew up without any good word being spoken to them. Many grew up with their parents cursing them. Many have never heard a good word before. Why do you think it is difficult for men to say, I love you? Who told them? Who has told them they love them before? He has never heard it before. He got married to say, I love you. Say, I love you. I love you. Be saying that every morning. He will forget next morning. He has never heard it before in his life. How will he be saying what he has never heard before? Eh? The women, whether they heard it before, if they hear it, they want to be hearing it because they grew up with it. If they did not hear it, they want to be hearing it because that's what they want. But a man, it doesn't matter to him. He has not heard it before. He's not ready to tell anybody. Now, I love you, Go Chop. Do you know how much this will cost? Did you see the letter increasing the school fees? You are not serious. I love you, girl. If I don't love you, I go marry you. What do you think you are doing in my house if I don't love you? I beg, make you leave that off. Me, I just show my love by my action, not by words. I know buy things for house. Leave me alone. The pressures around men is not making them friendly. Are we seeing, church? Many fathers have been betrayed. Many fathers were abused when they were young. You see, when a woman is abused, the woman can talk maybe once in a while and say, somebody abused me. Somebody touched me or inappropriately. Somebody raped me. Men don't say it. It does not mean that men are not abused. And you know what? An abused man that have not healed is one of the most terrible persons you can ever meet. His thinking changes. How he looks at things is upside down. Many men were abused. Many men were abused at 10 by auntie. Some were smoking by 10. I lie you not. When I was 10, I knew everything about sharks, cigarettes, and hemp. When I was 10, I never took any. But all around me, people were taking it. I lie you not. People at 11, at my age, where I grew up, were already smoking hemp. Their parents never knew. So a child that grew up under that condition and was abused, has introduced to many terrible things when he was young, has not spoken to anybody. He's carrying the trauma. He has not healed. He now gets married. Then he becomes a terrible person. Unloving, unfriendly, unkind. Many fathers are also going through humiliations presently in the hands of their spouses and their children because of the economic condition around. You can see. Now, so you go just to read Bible, but you go read Bible so that you know go read 1 Timothy 5:8. The Bible says anyone that cannot provide for his household is worse than an infidel. Hey! And the wife is a dickiness. The wife is a song in the school teacher. The wife leads prayer. The wife is a counselor. The wife is a prayer or a marriage counselor. And he can't say anything. A man's ego is bruised. He can't say it publicly. See, I don't know what is wrong with that man. He's always screaming, even at meetings. He's always fighting. Go and check it. Behind every aggressive behavior, there is something the man is hiding. I was in a church before, where a man lost a job. Quiet man. You know, some of us are quiet. We can be very dangerous. You know I'm quiet now. Ask my wife. The man lost the job. It was a wife that was providing for the family. Externally in church, everybody can see that the wife was trying. Unknown to us in church, while the wife was trying externally, the wife was a whatever at home, always insulting the sensibility of the husband. But the husband took everything. And the wife, the husband later got a mega, you know there are jobs and there are mega jobs. The husband got mega job. One of the first things the husband did after getting the mega job was to get a concubine. You know there is girlfriend, there is concubine. Concubine are the one where you say, I get them, you know them, there is nothing you can do about it. Church, start to beg. Church, start to dwell. Say me, if you know what this woman did to me, no man wants to be unfriendly. It is a weight that we carry. It is the things we have gone through. Many were rejected rather than being supported. Many have their spouses and children turning against them. Many, many people don't know the impact of words on a man. Just keep saying it. Just keep saying it. Just keep saying it. What is wrong between you and your husband? All your friends, they know about it. But your husband's friend, he has not told anybody. But for you, everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. Everybody know he's useless. See what he has done. He has carried a woman. See what he has done. He has done this. The man has been embarrassed totally, publicly. He has no respect anywhere again. But he still carries himself with dignity. How would that kind of man be friendly? When he's carrying the load, when he's carrying the burden. Sometimes men wake up and think, fatherhood is a thankless job. You know that analogy that Nigerians use now? Where a father, not using the right numbers, has paid the school fees of a child, maybe 100,000. And the child is about going to school, pay for the books. And the child said, request for 20,000 naira, Abby. And daddy said, I only have 18,000 naira. And daddy gives the child, one much? 18,000. And the child, after collecting 18,000, daddy, daddy gave me. Then he saw mommy. Say, what is wrong? Say, daddy just gave me 18,000, not 20. I said, come and take 3,000. They give the child 3,000. Say, ah, my loving mommy. She even gave me more than I requested. So he goes to Facebook. Mothers are the best. May God help our fathers. Sir, fatherhood is almost thankless if we don't teach them right. And like I was saying in the 3 service, now the men are pity because what we are going through, Afaimo, they will go through it again also. So mommy gives 3,000. And you know mommy's 3,000 is always better than 200,000 of daddy. Because the way mommy will give it, or call me, if I have, I would have given you more than this. But don't worry. The father, he will give the 18,000 out of 20 angrily. Just take, take, take. Because he doesn't want the child to ask any questions. We should learn to explain to our children. This is 20. You went to school. Maybe you know maths. What is 18 over 20? That's 90%. Is 90 an A or a fail? Is it A? So daddy has not provided all, but daddy is an A daddy. Do you agree with that? Yes. Give me high five. So even if he goes to mommy and mommy gives, he knows that daddy is still an A daddy. But when we don't say, and you know this side, they are calling, you are not picking the phone. Yes. What do you want? And they call mommy. Ah, oh mommy, how are you doing? High school. Okay. I will send you 2,000. And mommy still goes to collect the 2,000 from daddy to send. And mommy becomes a star. Why? Because you don't know how to play the game in the family. You think you are the head, Abby? Okay. Wait until you are 60. Daddy, are we here? I want the whole church to know that there is no man that deliberately in this age want to be unfriendly. It is a load that we carry. And we carry heavy load. We carry heavy load. That scripture, come unto me, all ye that labor, and I think it, that scripture is for men. But you know what? Men will not come. Men will not go to Christ that can help them. They will want to help themselves until the Lord crushes them. No man intentionally wants to be wicked. Why giving that excuse for men and for fathers? Why it's difficult to be friendly? We need to fix the facts. That in this time and generation, a man that is unfriendly will be termed a wicked and an evil person. A man that does not spend time with his children, no matter how much he makes, might be in trouble at the latter part of his years. There are many people traveling everywhere, up and down, busy making money. May you not lose your spouse and your children before you come back. You know, during one of the days, he said, it's because of them that we are working. It's because of them. It's because of you. Did you ask the child if that was what he wanted? There will come a time that money is not what they want. It is your time. And you have ability. So, what am I saying? I'm saying, yes, you have been hurt. Yes, your past was not how it was supposed to be. Yes, yes, we're not taught. Yes, you face challenges. But a loving father does not take the challenges upon the people he loves. I know most of these reactions are unconscious because we have hidden that part of our life somewhere. We have not healed from the trauma. You know, last week Monday, Sunday preaching here was like a miracle. Last week Monday, I went for a dental surgeon to remove surgery to remove my teeth. And it was removed as if a panabita was at work. May you never have that experience. Ah, I'm still going through the trauma. That's why I'm sharing it. They said they will do root canal. Said they should do the root canal. I told them I've filled the tooth before. So they checked and said root canal has been done on it before and it has failed. Ah. So they have to remove it. I've had people that have removed teeth before. They just say they clip the thing and then they remove it or something like that. But my own, they said the thing don't break, it don't fail. So they need to chisel. So the guy carried some wicked looking. And you know, see, there are some doctors that we need to retrain. You are a panabitic doctor. You don't smile. You don't talk to anybody. He's just there, frowning. But for the calling of God of my life, I was about to slap him. You were frowning there. Some doctors will not make heaven. I'm not talking about Dr. Kokola. You know what? After doing that terrible surgery on me, he didn't have the drugs in the hospital for the painkillers. Why he finished? Why he finished? If you were there, you would know I'm a lion. I was looking for everything to grab. I couldn't sit. I couldn't stand. In the car, I was hitting the car. Looking for where to buy drugs. I had to come from town to buy drugs here. At that time, you know what my wife was saying?
and you have not eaten, and you eat first.
Eat what first?
Eat. Me, eat.
That trauma for one, I didn't go to work for 1 week. I didn't go to work this off. The trauma. To eat when I carry spoon. You know, say that their equipment, the color like that or spoon. When I carry spoon to eat like this, the thing will just do bam. Do you understand? It's the same thing. When a woman hurts you, when another woman comes, there's a trauma that raises it. If you have not healed from it, you will maltreat every woman. But it is not an excuse. Have you been traumatized? Have you been maltreated in the past? Number one, it is time for you to heal. You need to heal. The scripture passage given us from the convention is Romans chapter 12, 15 to 17. And I was happy during the drama, all the points in that message, Daddy mentioned it. You must be a raiser. You must be responsible. You must lift that seven orders. So I'm not going that direction. Romans 12, 17. Repay no evil for evil. A friendly father does not repay the pains of the past on the future and the present who don't know anything about it. So the first way to be a friendly father is for you to heal from the wounds of the past. Do you know, sir? There's something we call, what's the thing we call it in deliverance? Root judgment. Is it root cause judgment? I've thought about it in church before. What you don't like in your father, if you judge your father for it, if you don't take care, you will do it. If your father was a polygamist, and you said, my father, polygamy, and you insulted and judge your father for it, if you don't take care, you will fall under polygamy. That is why you need to forgive the past and heal. If not, the monster you saw that you were against, you will become that monster without you knowing it. Do you understand? Why it works like that, I don't know. So number one, we need to heal. We need to forgive. Our families must not suffer because of our experiences in the past. That's one. Number two, for us to be friendly fathers, number two thing is that we must be friendly husbands. If your children see you loving your wife, your spouse, they will have good marriages. I tell you. If two people from a marriage where the father and the mother love each other and they love publicly and the children know, the tendency of them having a godly, goodly marriage is very high. The number one way of loving your children is you loving your spouse. Be friendly to your spouse. You go to some homes, the father is seated somewhere, the mother is seated somewhere, all of them are frowning. You go to some homes, the father has a chair, as if you are in the palace, he sits there, rocking. Everybody sits below. If you are a husband and your wife cannot touch your head, you'll be able to touch this across. Some people are already frowning, sir. Say, touch her, may I see you. Did you know that? How did Abimelech know that Abraham, or is it Abraham or Isaac, was married to the one he said was his friend? What were they doing? One tage. They were Shama. Some can't even do that to their wife. They got married 3 months ago. They can't hold hands.
No, be you people. We're just there.
Do you understand what you are saying? Some can't even sit near each other in church. Sit near each other. They can't. Just as if you get married and see your wife seated far, you will see the thing I could do you. Be friendly to your spouse.
Say, women, if you allow them, they will disrespect you. If you don't want to be disrespected, don't get married. Marriage is a place where we disrespect ourselves. Sweetie, baby, Ellen, you do again. Do you know that song? You must know the song. You are a Lagosian. You know the song. How will you say you don't know the song? Daddy is laughing. He's a Yoruba. You know Yoruba people, they like respect. You will not call your husband by name. But the guy say, sweetie, baby, when he gets tonight, call me by my name. Touch my baby. Say, the thing where I want chop, now he no give me sense. Just touch my baby. Look for that song and dance to it today.
We need to be friendly to our spouse. Do we understand that? 1 Peter 3:7. That is where many men are missing it. If you don't understand this scripture, you might put seke in your hands. Can we all read together? Let's go. Likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, which includes friendliness. Abi? Okay, let's go. Showing honor to who? I thought the woman is only the one that's supposed to honor the husband. Let's continue. Showing honor to the woman as of the grace of life. Pause. Just pause. Pause. I want you to pause. Now, quietly, slowly, read the last part of it. Now, let's go. So that your prayers may not be hindered. So when you are unfriendly to your spouse,
when you are not living with her, with understanding,
it might be the source of your problems.
I thought on this once, when we were in that small church, and a woman went to the house to meet the husband. They may have different problems that we try to resolve. In fact, presently they are divorced. When they are divorced, went to the woman, to the man, and told the man, I am the source of all your problems.
Ah. Pastor, he said I am the source. Now, I don't get, I said, go back and ask her. Why did he say you are the source?
When you did this to me, I prayed within me. Say, God, he has done it. You know, go better for him now.
The guy is sure good. I'm telling you. I'm sure. See, the guy did a deal. I'm talking about 8 years ago. Had 10 million. 10 million. Share testimony. But people did not know the amount. I knew the amount. He lost the money in 2 months. Lost it. Why? The wife was not on the same plane. He was hindered.
You see, that deliverance you are looking for might be in the hands of your wife.
I am the chairman of this house. Chairman. Enjoy your chairmanship.
We are not saying the father does not have honor. We are Africans. We are children of God. The father has honor in his home. He is the leader. He is in charge. The others are not slaves.
The prayers of that brother was, I thank God he's doing extremely well now. But he lost everything in 3 months. When we are not friendly to our spouses, we can run into trouble.
Do you know what it means for your wife to be praying for you? Ah, may my head not lack the prayer of my wife. Do you know what it takes for a woman to be bombarding heaven for you? And you are missing it. And the woman is bombarding heaven with complaints. Sir, ma, have you thought about it? If you did wedding in the church, they will come and say, who is it that give her this man to get wedded? At that time, if you are a man of understanding, no, your setup has begun. Chino, come. Ochok's come. So, who is the father among the two? Okay, this is the father. So, this is your daughter. So, you want to give the daughter to the person to marry. Ochok, come here. Gladys. Where is Gladys? Can you, can come? Okay, remove your shoe, your high heels, come. Because they are married, I want to do that. Just come here. This is your father. Honor your father. Put your hand on the head. Okay, who is it that give this woman to this man to marry? You will not say, I. Okay, what do? You now come. Where come with her? Have you ever seen anywhere where he give the child already to this man? What does he do? He gives you the pastor. What is he saying? Everything you do in a white wedding is symbolic. Everything. What he's saying, thank you. What he's saying is, God, you are giving me this child. I've taken care of her. Today, you can judge me. I've done all I can do. Today, I'm handing her over back to you. So the pastor as a representative of God collects the wife. Fathers, are you looking at me? That is where your setup starts. Your physical in-law is not your in-law. It's God that's your in-law. Then the pastor takes the child and says, then he'll be smiling. Not knowing he's been set up. Now say, I, Ochoko, take you to be, you are putting yourself under some things. What you are saying is that anything that happens to this person, God, hold me responsible. It doesn't matter if it's your mother, if it's your father. It doesn't concern God. In your wisdom, handle those politics. But for this one, you will give account of her. Thank you. You can see that. Now, that thing has been done to you in front of everybody. Then you now get to. My wife, even though you have PhD, you cannot walk. You must sit at home. It is what I say that must be done. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Your prayers are hindered. You are caging a daughter of Zion. You did not tell that person before you got married. You are now playing God and master. Ah. Man. If I knew better, I would come as a woman. No? Sorry, but. It looks like a thankless job. Please, do we have understanding of what I'm talking to you about? Be friendly to the spouse. Let's talk about the children. That one is straightforward. Many points, but I'll just read through them. Because once you get this first one, every other thing is easy. To your spouse and your children, you must be available. A friendly father is available. A friendly father is accessible. You know, availability is in terms of a wall. When there is a wall around a house, the house is not available for access. When there is a gate on the wall, the house is available and is accessible. When the house has a wall, has a gate, but the house has no light, it is not approachable. It can be available, accessible, without approachable. So we grew up during the time of Gomo Gomo. Anybody that knows Gomo Gomo? The Westerners know what I'm talking about. They tell us you don't go in the dark. Gomo are kidnappers that kidnap little children those days. They tell you whenever anywhere is dark, we don't go there. It is not approachable. As a father, you must be available. You must be accessible. You must be approachable. That is what makes a friendly father. Available, accessible, approachable. As a father, even though you were denied it, give your children affection. Be the greatest hugger in life, that no man may deceive your children with hugging. You can't hug better than me. I am a hugger. Even if you see me, you know I'm a hugger. If I like you, I'll put my hands around you. If I like you, I'll hold your hands. Anybody whose hand I hold or put my hands around, nothing can happen between us. Put my hand around you. I am a hugger. I hug my daughters. Sometimes I go, I lie down on their bed. Sometimes I go, I push them off. Sometimes I carry them. No man can do that better than me. If another man can do that better, you have failed. They will still seal that child with hugging. Because he doesn't have hugger too. Available. Accessible. Approachable. Affectionate. All the ladies here, they understand what I'm talking about. They are looking down. Oh, now I have somebody to hug me like that. Now, my father, no, hug me. Hug me. We need to show affection. And it is not late. Do you know? One time I was online and I saw a pastor write. He said, every woman here, send this to your husband. And what was it? Send to your husband, you are the best thing that has ever happened to me. You are light in my life. I thank God for sending me to my life. I love you, darling. Did you hear what I said? Say, send it to your husband. And post the reply here. Oh my God. When we people send the husband, honey, how much do you need? Honey, what? We are not affectionate people. You need to see response. Oh, say, leave that thing, I'm working. No, talk that thing here, I'm working. Say, I never get money yet. Oh, I never get money. Oh, that's the way you ask. You know, they are, you know. Let nobody deceive our children by affectionate words because they don't have it at home. Are we here? Dad, you are the first boyfriend of your girls. Do you understand? Every man born of God everywhere needs affection. Do something from now that will make them feel there's something wrong with daddy now. Because you are probably doing it. Show appreciation. That's what friends do. Give approval for the good things they do. My wife has shared before. When we go to collect our children's, what do we call it? Exam results. Before we check the results, my wife takes them out. Before we check the results, they go out for whatever they want. Pizza, ice cream, whatever it is. So failure or not, does not matter. You have written the exam, you have seen our children. That is what matters to us. But after you have taken ice cream and we check results. So that when we say things, it will not be as if we hate you. We love you. That's why we are saying it. But when they have not taken ice cream and from school, until they see your result also later, that result we are hiding. You know, every father was the best student in school. So who was coming last? Are we still in church? Our time is fast spent. Available, accessible, approachable, affectionate, appreciative, having an approval on your children. That no matter what, success or failure, I am still your father. By your actions, success or failure, I am still your father. We will go through the thick and thin together. I am still your father. Whether you fail or not, I am still your father. Don't teach your children to be transactional. They will be transactional with you in the future. If you teach them that they must do something before you give them, when you grow old, you must do something before they give you also. Never teach your children to be transactional. That's not what a friendly parent does. Because of our time, let me close with this. If your children can't trust you, you have lost it all. I want it to be said anywhere by my children that my father does not lie. If your children can't trust you, you have lost it all. Never lie, never betray, never abandon your children. Let them face the truth of some matters lovingly. I can't do this because of this, because of this, because of this. Not lie. Do you know one of the things I learned from my wife in counseling, especially when we're counseling pregnant women in those days, was that I never knew that you can speak to your child in the womb. I never knew. It was Siba. There are many women in this church that when they were pregnant, you see, up to how the hair should be, we ask questions. My wife will ask questions. And they pray for that. Go and see all those children. There are women that can identify. The one they pray for longer, go and see their hair now. From the womb, your hair will be long. You'll be lovely. All those things. When I look at those children, and the prayers that were prayed over them for 9 months, once in a week, for 9 months, or 8 months, whatever, they all look like that. All. Now you are now the father in the house. What were you saying? What have you been saying about your children? What are you saying about your children? Never betray the trust of your children. Sir, be their number one cheerleader. Sports for me is not about who, if my child is involved, it's not about him who wins or him who loses. It is the fact that he was involved. I've had friends telling me, that man told him God said he should contest and he lost. I'm not talking about any recent election so that your mind will not go to any pastor. And I said, who told you that God wants you to join politics to win election? You might join politics as a Christian for you to be the unifier, the one that resolves problems between them. You sit down as a Christian while they are fighting. You are the only one that trusts. Let's go and meet that man. One day you will not fight for all of them will gather and say you are the one that will do that position. When you have sat down, not with the mentality of winning election. People that have mentality of winning election, they go. They appear every 4 years. They will go. They appear every 4 years. That's why they never win election. They can change party and come every 4 years. They will never win. I'm not talking about anybody. When you people start talking about, I'm not involved in your politics. Be available. Can we lift our hands to the Lord? If you are a father, say, God, help me. If you are not a father, say, God, help my father. Help my husband. Can we pray that prayer? Help me. Help me. Lord, help me. Help me. You have not failed until you stop trying. Anything I've said today that you need to do, even if you are 80 years old, you have not failed except you stop trying. You can try it from now. You can try it from now. You can try it from now. Ask the Lord to help you. Oh Lord, help me. Help me. Help me. Help me to be a friendly father. Help me. Help me to be a friendly father. Help me to be a friendly father. Help my husband. Help my spouse, Lord. Help my son. Help my brother. Help the man in this church. Lord, I'm not married, but help me, help me, help me, help me when I get married. To be a loving father. Lord, we ask that you help all the men in this house to be friendly and be loving. Lord, we thank you. We bless your name. I just felt I should take the prayers for fathers together with this. Can all the fathers stretch for their hands? You are the only one called by the title of God. It's only the fathers that are called by that title. God did not call himself a mother, he called himself a father. There is a reason for that. For every father in the house, may the multi-dimensional and multifaceted blessing of God be upon you and your family. In the name of Jesus, a father is judged by his provision in the house. Everyone whose hands are weak, everyone whose finances are shaky, anyone who have lost their job, anyone that there is a stop in their inflows, let the provision of the Lord overtake that experience in your life. In the name of Jesus, he said, if any man provided not for his family, he is an unbeliever. He is like an unbeliever. In fact, he is worse than an unbeliever. I decree, let the windows of God provision, windows of God resources, windows of God supply, open unto all the fathers in this house. In the name of Jesus, you shall never lack any good thing. In the name of Jesus, you will walk in the acceptable and the perfect will of God for your life. In the name of Jesus, every word of stranger, strange women, confusing your mind, confusing any father, let that word be silenced. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord give you the grace with fathers indeed. May the Lord give you the grace with friendly fathers. In the name of Jesus, as a father you will not lack. Let the blessings of thousandfold return. Let it be upon the work of your hands. May the Lord bless you a thousand times more. May the doors open for you. In the name of Jesus, by the next Father's Day, you will have multiplied multiple fold. In the name of Jesus. I want you to ask the Lord for something. Commit yourself, your life, everything about you to the Lord. Especially your finances. A man is known by his provision. A man that is that provides is a fine man. A man that does not provide is ugly. No matter how he looks. A man that cannot provide is weak. A man that can provide is strong. Ask the Lord to bless your hands. Not by power, not by might, not by power, not by might. Let the windows of heaven, let the gates of heaven, let the doors of heaven be open for your provision, for your supplies, in the name of Jesus. May the Lord give you success in all your endeavors. In the name of Jesus, may all your dreams and God-given ideas, may they find fulfillment. May they be successful. In the name of Jesus, whatever be denied you as a father, let the Holy Spirit release them unto you now. In the name of Jesus, the enemies of your family shall bow before you. In the name of Jesus, let the light of God shine in the darkness of your family. In the name of Jesus, by the word of God today, by this year's Father's Day, let there be joy in your family. 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 You will be fathers indeed. Anyone whose wife has caused him, anyone whose wife is praying against him, we come by the message of the Lord. And we ask that the message of the Lord will speak for you. That you go and make an amendment. Go and make amend. Anyone that any woman has caused among our fathers, anyone that any woman has hurt any part of her body, and pronounce the curse upon them. We come by the blood of Jesus. We annul that curse. We revoke that curse. We say that curse shall not stand. In the name of Jesus. He
as you are blessed. May the blessing of the Lord be upon you. In the name of Jesus, any woman pursuing you for evil to bring your family down, may the Lion of Judah roar against them. May the Lion of Judah silence them. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord help you. May help be available for you. We glorify you. May you be blessed of the Lord Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Buskap Buari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or Mixlr audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.